instead of creating one massive economy, create lots of little economies all over the place.
Exactly. The specifics of humanity's strategies for localizing economies in the future will be many and varied. But as soon as people are no longer dependent for their survival, food, clothing, shelter, energy, on some distant source, they will instantly have more control over their lives. This, in turn, invariably produces greater freedom and a higher quality of life.
I am remembering what you said earlier, that humanity's greatest weakness is dependency.
That's correct. The new spirituality will cause a greater sense of self-reliance to emerge. Individuals will take greater responsibility for their lives, and so will groups of people banding together for the common good. And there are still other economic impacts that the new spirituality will create. In the days of the new spirituality, there will be no disproportionate holding of wealth and resources. The abject poverty will no longer be allowed to exist. Gone will be the days when a tiny percentage of people control a huge percentage of the world's money and resources. In the days of the new spirituality, it will be recognized that every human being has a right to the basics of life and the ability to survive. Economic tools such as the guaranteed minimum income, affordable basic housing, access to preventive medicine, education for everyone as far as their mind and not just their money can take them, truly equal employment and advancement opportunities, and similar remedies will make it possible for society to eliminate much suffering, misery, and hopelessness. In the days of the new spirituality, it will be recognized that natural resources belong to all. It will seem preposterous to everyone that a nation or an individual would claim ownership or control over the planet's natural resources simply by virtue of their location. Precious resources such as trees, which supply the world's oxygen, after all, minerals, oil, and water will be viewed as common holdings owned by all humankind, to be used by all humankind for the highest benefit of all humankind.
What all this seems to come down to is that in the future, the new spirituality will get us out of the rat race.
Yes, that's a good characterization. That's a good catchphrase summary.
Great, because the problem with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat.